I wonder if you could put in perspective a little bit more at a clinical level how effective chemotherapy is nowadays in prostate cancer. In breast cancer now, we have a number of agents, and many women can go on, and it really has a tangible effect on their quality of life and to some extent quantity. We're seeing kind of the same thing in colon cancer now with some newer agents that are putting, you know, this very common disease into a category where metastasis now are not, you know, just a rapid downhill course. How do you put prostate cancer in that context?
I think that hormone refractory prostate cancer fits in closer now, much closer, certainly much closer than when I started in this field where I was not using chemotherapy because nothing worked. We're much closer to the breast cancer and the advanced colon cancer that we were, you know, less than 10 years ago, certainly before the taxanes appeared. So I, for one, who initially was very reluctant to use chemotherapy in these patients, I have become now a long time ago convinced that there is a true benefit both in quality of life and now we know, in addition, in survival advantage. I'm sure urologists or radiation therapists, having followed this patient for many years, will say, well, you're offering only 3 months. What has that to do? I believe that it's a definite improvement for all the reasons I said, in addition to survival, and because this really sets a landmark point where for the first time we can definitely state that chemotherapeutic interventions make a difference in outcome. Is it the optimum? By sure, it's the optimum today, but certainly not in the future. But this opens the door to a whole new venue of therapeutic interventions that really, I believe, will change the spectrum. And certainly the potential that these certainly very end stage of the disease may turn into a more chronic problem and in the long run extend survival even further, but even the development of pain postponed or to never occur. And that's a major achievement. Having taken care of patients in the past where once they developed pain and they had failed hormonal therapy, there was truly nothing else. It was purely, purely palliative care in the most pure sense. I think it's turned them around. I mean, people that can go from being totally incapacitated to go back to perform their activities, as I can name many, to live with their family, to enjoy their children, grandchildren, etc., it's an enormous change. It's undeniable.